In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today is All Saints Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has come. What is the first and most basic work of the Holy Spirit? To make us holy people. This is the Sunday that we celebrate all the saints of the church after the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes holy people. He makes you and me saints. He makes us saints. You say, well, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be a saint. Well, then you're not even a Christian. Come on. The Holy Spirit was given by Jesus, our Savior and Lord, as a gift to us to make us holy people. Alan James Beakley read this morning from the Epistle to the Hebrews. And he ended with those first verses, the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. In that same chapter of Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 14, it says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. It says, seek peace in as much as is possible, that verse says, seek peace among all men. And be holy. For without holiness, no one will see the Lord. For many of us, that work of being made a saint is a work that has barely begun. Do I dare to say that? It's a work that's barely begun. But it's a work that has begun in every single one of us. We're baptized into Christ. And immediately after our baptism, we are chrismated. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't just make us right before God as, well, this is a Christian, therefore, you know, his sins are forgiven and he's right before God. The Holy Spirit does a work in us, to make us holy. The life of holiness is a thing of glorious beauty. The psalmist calls us, and I quote here, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is a beautiful thing. The holiness of God, and that same holiness in the life of God's people, is a thing of sheer beauty. You remember what happened to Moses when he went up the mountain and he was with God? He came down, and what had happened to him in his encounter with God? It happened to his face. Remember? His face shone sun, bright, radiant. Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, had something happen to him. The Bible tells us that his face shone like the sun, and his garments were white as light. That was the Holy Spirit. You say, well, not Jesus. Yes, the Holy Spirit came down with power on Jesus. Before he started his earthly ministry, says that he went out into the wilderness and was tempted of the devil. But the Holy Spirit came and empowered him for his ministry. Holy people. God is holy. In the passage of the gospel that I read this morning from Matthew, we read that Jesus said, unless you love me more than your mother and father, unless you love me more than your son and daughter, unless you love me more than your best friend, you are not worthy to be my disciple. Reminds me of that passage in the Old Testament where we read that, if I can find it, I have it here somewhere, I know I do. Anyway, maybe I'll just have to tell you. Moses and Aaron were called by God's people to be leaders of the people. And you remember how they complained. And they said, well, who do you think you are? Are you the only ones that God has given his grace to, that we have to listen to you, Moses and Aaron? And then God judged them. God does so. And the Levites went out with incense, and they sent the people to stop the judgment of God. And then it was shouted out to them, whoever is on the Lord's side, come with Moses. And it says, all of the Levites came with Moses. There are also passages in the Old Testament where the judgment of God came upon his people, and God said, unless you, that's got to be pretty severe, unless you put to death your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife or your best friend, when they come to you and whisper in your ear and say, let us seek after other gods. It's kind of boring here with the Israelites. If someone comes to you, your own children come to you and say, let us seek after other gods. Let us follow the gods of this world. Let us follow the course of the culture of our age. You are to put them to death. That was a severe punishment. So when Jesus says, unless you love me more than your brother, more than your mother and father and your best friend, thinking of that passage in the Old Testament, the Jews knew exactly what he was talking about. They thought, well, Jesus, who are you? You're putting yourself equal with God? That was something we were told in reference to God. Now you're saying that unless we hate our father and mother, not according from Luke, Luke's gospel says, unless you hate your father and mother, unless you hate your own life, you're not worthy to be my disciple. That means, unless you put me first. The Holy Spirit bears witness to Jesus. And when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, making us holy people, Jesus becomes everything. He is our Savior and our God. Nothing stands before Jesus. We read this morning how we are called and surrounded. We are called to be holy, but we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by all the saints of all the ages. Chapter 12, verses 1 or 2, that we're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. You know that we're told by the church to read that in our divine liturgy 3 times during the year. The first time is the Sunday. I'll wait just a second here. Okay. first time that we read this passage is the Sunday before Nativity, the Sunday before Christ is born, the Sunday before the Incarnation. The second time we read it is the first Sunday of Great Lent, as we're preparing for the death and resurrection of Christ. And now we read it again, the first Sunday after Pentecost. It's like the church is saying that holiness is not some tangential thing that we have to, you know, hear a few things about and then go on to more important things. But this is why. This is why Jesus was born. This is the whole purpose of the Incarnation, is to make us holy people. This is why Jesus went to the cross and died and rose again, to make us holy people. This is why the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost, to make us holy people. We're taught to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. You know, I pledge allegiance to say, to our country. Jesus says, you need to pledge your allegiance to me. Your allegiance to me stands before your allegiance to your husband. It stands before your allegiance to your wife. It stands before your allegiance to your best friends, to your children. That is the first step in holiness. Jesus is everything for us. You know, I've been working on my garden lately. And it's interesting how the plants peek out and turn toward the sun. They turn toward the light. They turn away from darkness. They turn away from darkness and turn to the light. It seems to be a part of the DNA of the plants that they gravitate toward sources of life. Sources of life. That is, they send their roots down deep into the soil, seeking out nutrients and water. And they send their leaves up, seeking out the light. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. He said, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the one in whom we sink deeply in the roots of our lives. Jesus says, he who abides in me and I in him, he's the one who bears my truth. May the Holy Spirit come upon us as he came upon the disciples at Pentecost, and give us courage, give us strength and power to love Jesus and to follow him, and not let anything get in the way of our life with him. He is the source of our life and our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.